mercy rewrote my life. Amen. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. God's mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down. God's mercy rewrote my life. Sing it again with all your heart. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Hallelujah. God's mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come gathered here again this evening, Lord, to worship you and uplift our hands in love and thanksgiving. Oh, how great thou art, Lord. How we appreciate the mercy and grace that we've seen in our lives, knowing, Father, that this life that you require in this hour, a literal life of Jesus Christ, cannot be lived in ourselves, but, Lord, it's by the mercy and grace of God. Lord, a work that's by grace, and we appreciate you with all our heart for it. And we ask tonight now that you would just bless us, strengthen us, Lord, with the word of God. And Lord Jesus, as we worship you, may we worship you in spirit and in truth. That, Lord God, your mercy and grace would be magnified above all things. Lord Jesus, how it just burns in our hearts, how you've rewrote our lives. For Lord, you rewrote a terrible life right here standing. Oh God, it was in a misery and a mess in life. But oh God, I thank you so much from the depths of my heart that you rewrote my life. Lord, you give me a brand new start, a brand new way, Lord, a brand new walk. And Lord, I appreciate it with all my heart now. Bless us now in your holy name. Lead us, guide us by your sweet, sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, we ask. Amen. Brother Settles, come on up. Oh, mercy rewrote my life.
Oh, mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down.
Thankful. His mercy shown in your life, in your heart. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated if you'd like. Oh, saints, you see that mercy in your life. What a privileged, blessed person you are. Amen. Let's turn, if you would, over 470. It's a little course. You probably know it by heart. I am blessed. Amen. All his mercy and love.
I am blessed, I am blessed, oh, every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning, till I lay my head to rest, amen, praise his name,
sing it from your heart, amen.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Jesus. By his mercy. Amen. Right there beside it, 456. Magnify the Lord. Amen. Why shouldn't we praise him? Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace so rich and free. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Oh, Jesus gives the victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace so rich and free, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Oh, Jesus, give amen. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Have you experienced that? Jesus gives the victory. Amen. Oh, he's wonderful. Praise his name. Page 244. Turn with me. Amen. Oh, saints. Many blessings and wonderful times we have to look forward to.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise. Oh, headed for that jubilee.
Amen.
Send to me. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior.
Amen. Sing it again.
And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning. Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the saints and dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. And oh, I say, oh, I shout it. All that heavenly hope we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be praising Christ through ages long. Oh, heaven's jubilee. And oh, I sing, oh, I shout it on that happy morning. Shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior.
Amen.
And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all
loud when you get there. Amen. Sing it from the top of my voice. Amen. Get used to it. Amen. Praise the holy name. Brian, what would you like to come? Take up the offer. Amen. Praise his lovely name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Dear Lord Jesus, so thankful, Lord, and appreciative in our hearts to be here this evening once again, Lord. Grant to us the health and the strength, Lord, for the desire to be here. And we just want to thank you for it. Pray you'll be with us the remainder of this service. Everything said and done, may it be for thy glory and honor, Lord. Once again, we ask, Lord, for revelation of thy precious words that comes to you. May it fall upon the good ground in our hearts.
Yes, Lord, let it be.
Once again, we pray that you'll bless this offering, Lord. May it be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. For we ask these things in thy precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Little chorus, what a day that will be. My Jesus, I shall see. Oh, what a day that will be. Oh, in my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and lays a promised land. Oh, what a day, oh, glorious day that will be. Amen. Oh, what a day that will be. Oh, in my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. Oh, what a day, oh, glorious day that will be.
Amen. What a glorious day, saints.
Amen. Let's all stand, if you would, together. We take our needs before him. Anyone have one on your heart? You'd like to make mention of by raising your hand. Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Jim, can you take a request this morning? This evening? Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Good. Do you have a song tonight, Karen? All right. Anyone else have a special song on your heart? Amen. Praise his name. All right. Let's all stand, if you would, then. Amen. Praise his name.
Praise his name. Let us all stand. Let's sing a little chorus. Only believe. As we ask Brother Timothy come this evening. And Brother Timothy, some may not know, but Brother Timothy helps me out when I get a little wore out. You know, I'm feeling a little wore out after this weekend and having Dallas with us and so forth, and just feeling a little tired tonight. So I'm going to ask Brother Timothy to bring the message tonight. So you just pray God will bless him and make it easy for him. And, you know, it's a serious thing to get behind a pulpit and preach the Word of God, because a man shall give an account of everything he says, you see. Every word it has to be. And I know our brother takes it sincere to his heart. So let's just pray the Lord will make it easy for him. And may we draw strength from the Word of God he brings tonight. And just be pulling on him. Amen. Glory. Let's sing a little chorus. Only believe, as our brother comes forward. Only believe. All things are possible.
you truly believe him, sing it, Lord, I believe. Amen.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord,
don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Precious Lord, we are so grateful once more to have had the opportunity, Lord, and the strength and the health to enter in these doors. And Lord, to come in with saints of like precious faith, Lord, a people that's come here, Lord. Each of us may have come for another different reason this evening, but Lord, we're all gathered here. And Lord, we're all expecting to receive something. And Lord, we just ask tonight, Lord, that each one of us would receive our portion, Lord, that some way, somehow, the precious word, Lord, that was spirit and it is life, Lord, it is inspired, Lord, it's your word. And Lord, if we each one are looking and hungry, Lord, there's something for each one of us within these pages. And Lord, we just ask that you would open our hearts, Lord, anoint your precious word to our hearts, and Lord, may it find good ground. And Lord, bless the people, we pray, and we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My, so precious, isn't it? You know, I'd much rather be sitting back there listening to Brother D. Long tonight, but that just, that's not how it works, I guess, tonight. But nevertheless, you know, I got a little thought on my heart and just some scriptures and things. I'm just praying that, you know, it just strengthens someone, you know. We all gather here. And as our pastors mentioned in the last several services, we all grow as calves in the stall. And if you look out in the field, you're going to see all different stages. And every calf is a different size, different place in life. But every one of them are partaking of the same grain. And every one of them is growing but partaking of it. And that's why we're here tonight. You might be higher up the ladder than I am, but I'm still growing. And I'm still getting the same nourishment you're getting. And if we'll partake of it, we'll keep climbing. Amen. Let's just turn our Bibles over to Matthew, the 7th chapter, if you would. Read some scripture. I'll try not to be very long tonight. I shouldn't be. I'm typically a little short. But I just talk fast. Amen. You know, I said sometimes if someone that talks a little slower would preach, it would take them 2 hours sometimes to say all the words I get out in a half hour. But I just pray that the Lord will just somehow take these few words and may it strengthen someone. May it encourage you. May it help you along your way. Amen. 7th chapter here in Matthew, and begin about the 7th verse. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, would give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give you good things to them that ask him? Amen. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to his word. You may be seated. But you know, it's, as the scripture says, a lot of times we have not because we ask not. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. You may have just found out that, oh, there's a message in this day. There's a group of people that's holding a standard. Or you might have been sitting in a denominational church for the last 30 years. You might have been sitting in a what we call a message church for the last 30 years. And it don't matter. You can sit right in a message church and be just as cold and just as dead as anyone else. Because without this word in your life, there is no life. This is life itself, to know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's what makes the difference, is not just knowing about him, but knowing he's in you.
Amen.
And that's what our pastor has been speaking on the last few services. If you just stop to think about it, and it was a promise as he read this morning, it was given to each one of us.
Amen.
You know, you repent, you be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And how precious that scripture becomes.
if there, when you really have a longing down on the inside and you feel that pull down in your heart, and and you know there's something there to reach out to, and like I say, it comes in all different stages of life, and then when you begin to feel that, there's nothing better and more satisfying than being baptized in that water. There's just, when you come up out of that water, you feel like you've been cleaned, like you've been scrubbed, like no one else can do it. And if you'll just continue to follow him, you watch and see that promise come to pass. But my, how great it was for the day that I experienced that. Huh? And each one of us here can relate to that and say, wow, that was wonderful. And some of us here tonight may still be seeking that stage. Some of us might have been traveling with the Lord now for quite a few years. But nevertheless, there's still higher heights for each one of us. And each one of us is looking, what does God have for me? I'm not looking over and saying, well, my brother has need of this. He really needs that. Well, I'm here tonight for me. You're here for you. Each one of us is trying to find, I need that next step on the ladder. You know, it's not just, well, here and there, but each one of us, we're climbing, we're looking, seeking. But sometimes, you know, we might get satisfied. Well, I'm pretty high up on the ladder. I'm going to wait for my brother to catch up. If you start to think like that, you've done and fell back to the bottom of the ladder. You got to keep pressing, keep moving forward, never mindful of what God's got for you. But we must follow the word, and that's the only thing. As God begins to speak to your heart, and as it begins to deal with you, you've got to follow him in whatever. He speaks in a very still, small voice, a small drawl inside. Don't matter if you've been in the message 50 years or you've never been in church, when God begins to deal, it's a still, small voice. And it always remains just a still, small nudge on the inside as you go through life. And as you begin to feel that nudge and begin to respect it and realize what it is, as the word begins to open your eyes to it and you begin to see, you learn to yield to that and to follow it and let it lead you and guide you wherever you go. And it just, and it begins to overtake you. But let's turn over here to Matthew, the 14th chapter, and read a little situation that happened. And just to think about this, but you know, as the word comes, and a lot of times when you're sitting in service, the word comes and you'll feel that prick down on the inside of your heart. And you feel the Holy Spirit dealing with you. And if you don't nurture it, it'll leave you. You know, when you go out that door, if the Holy Spirit's dealing with you, but if you're, and you're in here under the presence, it feels wonderful in here. You may be excited and you may be encouraged, but you got to feed it. When you go out that door, you can't just forget about it till the next service. And you know, when it becomes a real, true, strong desire and pulled down on the inside, you can't forget about it. It's there all the time. You'll go through the day, it's on your mind. You go to bed, it's on your mind. When you're by yourself, it's on your mind. You just can't get rid of it. It just stays right with you. And that's how it is when you come in and God begins to speak to your heart, no matter what it is, and you see that higher height for any true elected of God, it causes that, I've got to reach that in God. I see that height and I'm going to make it. But there's a lot of things in life. There's lots of obstacles, lots of things that arise. But you've got to learn to keep your eyes on Jesus through it all. And I'll just read this little scripture here, Matthew 14. And I believe it's about the 24th verse. We'll start here. Or we start about the 22nd. And straightway Jesus constrained, that's Matthew 14, 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, from the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And how many believes he walked on water? Amen. You know, a lot of people don't believe that. But you've got to break over that point. If you can just one time agree that, you know what, I believe that happened. I know that happened. And give God a chance to open up your heart. Just take a hold of it. It might seem impossible. It may have seemed like it couldn't be done. But just reach out and say, Lord, I believe you've done it. Amen. Take a hold of it in your heart. Amen. He says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And then when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. But you know, you look at this little scripture, and this was a situation that happened to Peter. But let's bring it over into our lives for a little bit. It don't matter. You may have just stepped through a church door. You might be standing here tonight having sat on a pew for 50 years. And the Holy Spirit may speak to your heart and show you a need, a higher place in God, something that you can have. Whether it be you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, whether you need a revelation of something God has revealed in His Word that you don't see. But Jesus said, told Peter, He said, come. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come. And Peter took that. Jesus said, come. And Peter didn't hesitate. He stepped right out of that boat. But that's where a lot of people make their mistake. They step out of the boat just like Peter did. But then they take their eyes off what God had told them. If he had kept his eyes on Jesus and said, Lord, you said come. But no, he looked around at all of the obstacles. And at this time, he didn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to hold him. And Satan, he saw them waves, and Satan hit his mind, and all the doubt that began to crowd in, and he began to sink. But oh my, and it falls into our situation too. When you see a promise God's left in His precious Word, whether you need healing for your body or whatever it is, you may come into service and the Holy Spirit speak to you and you really feel a desire in your heart. And I'm going to stand on this, and you walk out the door and the pain or something begins to hit your leg, or somebody would come against you. I can't believe you're going to believe such as that. I can't believe you would associate with that group, this or that or the other. And oh, we get afraid and then we begin to cringe. But when Jesus says, come, if He's calling, you better go and keep your eyes on Him. Follow Him. Don't look at what everyone else has to say. You know, in this life, it's become human nature that if you look around, look at everything. From the way the world operates to even churches. Everybody wants a man in front of them. They want someone to look up to. They want someone to lead them, to show them the way. And it becomes that way in every phase of life. You take politics, the world begins to crumble and there's many people involved, but one man catches all the blame for it. That one man is who everyone's looking to. Well, he's supposed to be our great leader and this and that. And you bring it on down to a church or any kind of thing where there's a man that's up front. People still want that man to lead. They want that man to be the one. What are we going to do? You make the final decision. And it becomes human nature that everybody's looking to somebody else to do the thing for them. To lead them, to tell them what to do, how to move, what they ought to do. But Jesus Christ called individuals to follow Him. He said, take up your cross and follow me. You know, when he called Matthew at his tax table, Matthew just dropped what he was doing. And he followed Jesus Christ. There might have been three or four more people sitting at that table beside of him, and not a one of them moved to follow him. But Matthew got up. And you know, little Zacchaeus, as he hid in the tree, thought he was just going to see. And Jesus passed by and he said, come on down. For today I'm going to abide at your house. There might have been five or six other people hiding around her just trying to see what they could see. But he spoke to Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus heard him, and Zacchaeus followed him. And that's the way it is with this precious word. You can't look around to see, well, I'm going to see what so-and-so is going to do. And then if they're going to follow it, I'm going to follow it. If they're going to accept it, I'm going to accept it. This is an individual affair. And it comes right down the line, whether it be husband and wife, mother, father, son, daughter, it don't matter. This is individuals. This is my walk with the Lord. God promised me what's laying in this word. Amen. Mother may not go. Father may not go. My husband may not want to do it. My wife may not want to do it. But it doesn't matter. This was to me personally. Amen. And that's when Peter said, he asked Jesus, he said, if it's you, bid me come. None of them other disciples got out of that boat. They didn't ask. They didn't know. They were scared at the time. They didn't know. It was unknown to them. They thought it might be a spirit. It might be a ghost. They didn't know. But something in Peter's heart, he recognized. He said, Lord, if that's you, you bid me come. And that's as this word comes forth. You might be sitting here and you're hearing it. And you may see someone, they're just sitting there scratching their head. And it just don't mean nothing to them. But then another one might be sitting there and you might be feeling that draw down in your heart. There's This is calling my name. This is pulling me. There, why am I feeling like this? What's going on with me? I've never cared before. I've never worried about this. I've never really cared. But all of a sudden, I feel this great pull and draw. Amen. Follow it. Get out of the boat and go to it. Whatever it is. Amen. And don't look around you. Don't look at the waves and don't look at the wind. And don't listen to what everyone has to say. But you do what you feel inside. Because you'll find as you go through life, you know, we gather here as a group. But I can't pull on his shirt coat and say, this is my pastor. I'm going to heaven because I got this pastor. And I can't put my arm around my daddy back there and say, well, I'm going to heaven because I got a hold of my daddy here and he's in church. I'm going to follow him in. It don't work like that. It's an individual affair. You got to go. You got to walk. It might be a lonesome road for you, but it doesn't matter. When it starts drawing down on the inside, when God begins to pull you, go. You know, many times it's in its different walks. We all face different things. You know, as some of us, we sit in, you know, we've each had different circumstances. And I remember mine is sitting in another church. And that's all I'd been taught all my life was this was right, this was right, this was it. And you sit there and you, that's is it, this is it. But then you feel something down on the inside just begins to churn. Something's wrong. Amen. This ain't good enough no more. This ain't satisfying me. You know, and it was, I was in church. Oh, it was wonderful, you know. You got people to fellowship with, and you're going to church and you're singing songs, but that's the way it is, whether you're coming out of the world or coming out of a church, it don't matter. When God begins to draw, you've got to follow him. Yeah. And at that point, that was a major step in my life. And all the turmoil that I went through inside, because it's new, it's unknown ground, and it is scary. You're looking at this great unknown and you're leaving everything you've ever known behind. Amen. To take this step. But oh my, God's there all the way.
Amen.
But you know, you got to be willing to take that first step and put your hand in his hand and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Amen. If this is you, Lord, you take a hold of me. As our brother mentioned, even throwing the tapes out the window. Just think of it as he mentioned it, take it into perspective. He asked, Lord, if this be you, when I do this, you ask of God with sincerity. And you watch God honor your request. God will answer you. He ain't going to speak to you with a voice lip to ear. He'll only speak to a prophet. But God still answers prayer. He'll move in ways that you'll know that it could only be him. And he'll show you things that you've never seen. Things that you might have heard about. Things you've read about. But you wait and watch God move. And that goes for any of us here. There's higher heights. There's places.
Oh, yes, sir.
The scripture says, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
Not they might, not maybe they would, they shall.
Amen.
I'm not looking for great signs and wonders just to follow me. And I ain't going to put my faith in that. But it's going to happen.
Amen.
And then that's a different message. I didn't even get over into that. But by God's grace, there's higher heights for each one of us.
Amen.
And that's what I'm saying. Maybe I don't have enough faith to get a healing from God yet. I've got a higher height to reach.
Amen.
And I ought to care just as much for that.
Amen.
As I cared the day I needed the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I should be crying out just as heavy for that revelation as I did the first time I ever walked in the door of a church.
Amen.
And first time I ever heard about God. That cry should never diminish. As long as I can see there's more for me, I should still cry
Amen.
Out
Amen.
To get there. But why sometimes the price is too great and that we let things, oh, it's all right. We'll just, it's okay. I'll just, you know, you got to go. And God won't let you rest if it's him doing the drawing.
Amen.
Hey, man, you know, it's just like when you go to crying out for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as many of us, as many experiences. But God won't let you rest. When you know it's lacking and it's not there, you can't rest day or night. You can't get peace from it. God just keep his thumb on you and keep pushing. Why? It's him drawing. And he placed it in there. He prepared it beforehand. And it would, you know, when they create those magnets so that they will attract. They attract. They don't go the opposite direction. And when God's greater than anything man ever made. And when he predestinated this seed and he sent his Holy Spirit, you let them get in touch with each other. They can't help themselves but just draw right together. It'll come together every time. But you've got to learn to trust God. And you've got to, if he's talking to your heart, you've got to follow him. You can't lay it around. Well, I'm going to wait and see what Brother So-and-so does about it. If I see him start getting this, that, or the other, then I'll start following. No. It's to you. God speaking to you as an individual. You may come to service, and God only speak to you, and no one else move. No one else see it. The Holy Spirit may fall into service, and only you feel the true. Just feel it like it's just flooding you over.
Amen.
God deals with individuals. He knows it's His time. When He sees fit, it doesn't matter. He's seeking His own. Amen.
Amen.
But that's why we're here. That's why I've gathered. That's why I come every service. Is the Lord? There's a higher height for me. I don't just come here to be seen. Not just come here to sing a song. Not to come here just that, oh, I get to preach tonight. I'm going to go show them how good I can preach. No, that has nothing to do with it. I come here for one thing. God promised me that He were two or three gathered in His name, He'd be there in their midst. And He's never disappointed me. Amen. Hallelujah. But you can come in and you can drink. You can have your fill. You can take what you will. You can take what you want. And God will just keep dishing it out as long as you want to take it. But you got to want it. You got to show God you're sincere. You seek and you'll find it. You knock and He'll open it unto you. But you got to knock. I can't knock for you. You can't knock for me. But you got to knock yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's see here. Amen. Let's turn over here to 1 Kings and just read an example that happened. You know, sometimes these seem like stories. And a lot of people, that's how they look at it. You know, you'll see it all the time on book Bible stories here. But you know, there's a lot deeper than just a story if you'll look at it in the spiritual manner.
Amen.
Amen. You know, how much you can draw from a few scriptures if you look at it right. And let God deal with your heart. You know, if you just read it as a book, it'll only be a book. But if you sit down and ask God to open your eyes and your understanding, and reverence it and really look at it, that this is the Word of God. God can really show you a lot of tremendous things in here. Let's see here. I believe it's about the 9th verse. This is talking about Elijah the prophet. He was down, there was a drought in the land, and God had commanded him to go up into the mountain, and he had been up there for several days, and God had commanded the birds to feed him, and they'd been taking care of him. But then God spoke to him. He said, "Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, and that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son." And this is a strange situation. You just think about that. That's all she had left was a handful. And she knew that was all between her and her son, starvation. That's all she had. It was done. It was over. It wasn't go down to the store and buy another handful. They were finished. And she knew that they were going to die. But here stands this man at her gate. And in the prior scripture, God commanded this little lady. He predestinated her to meet this scripture. I don't know how she knew. I don't know how God worked it out. But God said He predestinated her. He commanded her to sustain Elijah. And I believe that. So this little lady, here she's standing. Elijah walks up. And God had put something down inside of her, just that little, still, small voice. Although she knew that's all she had, and that if she gave to Him, her and her son would have not. But yet, there was something that rang out in His words. First time maybe she had ever seen Him. But there was something that was ringing out when He spoke. There was a sense of authority. You know, and that's how it is with the Word. You may hear it for the first time. And you may not understand it. You might have been sitting in church 20 years and the Holy Spirit brings something and it just totally shock you, take you back. But there's something down on the inside that just says, "I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to listen." Why? That's God. He predestinated it to take place just that way down on the inside. So here stands it. And he said, "Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me. and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah.
Amen. Amen. Notice that. The word of the Lord that he spoke Amen. By Elijah. And that's the way it is today. You may step in here. You come in here to hear your pastor preach. If it's the genuine word of God coming, he's just the mouthpiece. It's God speaking to you. Amen. This is God's word. And if you follow each step, it'll lead right to the very things God said would take place, no matter what it is. Amen. You follow it. I've seen it happen many times. You've got a need. It don't matter. You go to God in prayer and you ask him sincerely for it. And there can be many people in here stand up and tell you and testify. Each one of you can see where God at some point in your life has met that need for you. And there's still needs in your lives. God can still meet them today. He hasn't quit. But you know, sometimes we travel with God and we get to a place where we're more financially off. We're better financially. We have health insurance that's been mentioned. We have life at ease. We have a good home. We have a good job. Things are just floating at ease. We don't seem to need a whole lot in the natural realm. And it just seems like everything's right there, so we don't really ever seem like we really need to ask God for anything. You get your credit score good, you can go to about any bank, and they'll give you about anything you ask for. You can just go downtown, and it just seems like, you know, there just isn't that like it used to be before food stamps and welfare and all this stuff come along, and people didn't have what they have today. And people was more dependent upon God. When everybody was planting in the ground, they was praying and asking God to let those plants grow because they needed them. They really needed what was coming out of that earth to feed their families. They didn't have the abundance of the things we have today, and it just makes the people lax, and they just kind of, well, we'll just run to Wendy's and get a hamburger. But God is still looking for a people that will lean upon him for everything. It don't matter how easy it is to get something. Is it the Lord's will that I go get it there? Oh, but my, we need to, let's make God as big as he is in our lives. Amen. There's higher heights for each of us, and there's many things that we can look at. God promised many promises to that little bride. Many things have you received of every promise God said you could have? Have you seen every one of it fulfilled in your life, or is there still more you would like to see God do for you? Yeah. Is there more that you want? Well, am I asking for it? Am I asking, Lord, let this take place in my life, or am I just floating along just waiting? Well, if it happens, it happens. But am I crying out for God? Lord, I see that. I know you can do that in my heart and in my life. Lord, I want to reach that. I want that in my heart. But you've got to want it. You've got to ask for it. Nobody can ask for it. You've got to ask God for it. And you've got to seek him. You've got to knock. But he will be there to open it to you if you will. You may need a severe healing. God's there to meet it, but you've got to be willing to beg and cry, not beg, but cry out to him and show him you're sincere, that it's not for your selfish purpose, but it's to his glory and to his honor that you receive what you're asking for. Because that's why we're all here. That's why the flowers and the trees, they all glorify God with their beauty and their nature. And you look, everything on the earth cries out to the glory of God. And he made these human bodies. Why? That he could house himself today, that he could receive glory and honor. Amen. That he could bring this body subject to this precious word. Amen. In a year of 2014, when it's totally different. It's totally from anything you ever hear. And it seems old-fashioned. It may seem old. Oh, you people living in a... that's what you'll hear. Why do you live like that? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? I can't help what I do because I'm compelled by something down on the inside. I was predestinated. Some people's predestinated to be musicians. Some people's predestinated to be singers. All different walks of life, talents or hand, God, gifts and callings are without repentance and they come down. But God just called me to be one of them little people that he could express his life through. I may not have no other talents. I may not have nothing else. My name may never be known anyplace else, but God called me to be just a little vessel that he could get his glory from. Amen. And that's why I serve him, because at night when I lay down in my bed, there's peace. Amen. There's joy. Amen. They might be dropping bombs in the next state over, but it doesn't matter. I know God has got me in the palm of his hand.
The whole world might be crumbling around you, jobs falling off. It doesn't matter no more. Because God said he would never leave me nor forsake me.
Amen.
And I know without a shadow of a doubt, whatever I have need of, he's more than able.
Yes.
And he's right there to meet and perform it.
Amen.
But you got to be sincere when you ask. And you ask in faith, believing. Lord, I've seen you do it for brother so-and-so. Lord, I've seen it happen back in the Old Testament. Lord, I've seen it happen in the New Testament. And your word says you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I know you can do it for me. Lord, I'm asking. And you watch God. Amen. Just as our brother was speaking this morning on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The same way Paul and him, or Peter and him, tarried in the upper room praying and crying out to God. It ain't never ceased. You watch somebody that really gets to hungering. They're still praying and crying out to God, asking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because if he ever saved one man, he's going to save every man after the same way. Because he can't change his ways. And that's how it is with anything in God's word. If you had to cry out to receive a revelation of this, you're going to have to cry out to receive a revelation of that and show God that you're just as sincere about that revelation as you are this one. Whatever God's leading you through, whatever step, if I had to really cry out to get onto this rung, I'm going to have to cry out to get on the next rung. But you've got to show God you want it. Not brother so-and-so wants it, sister so-and-so wants it. No, I want it. You want it. It's an individual affair. But oh, may it be in our hearts crying out for whatever step it is. If there's a hunger and there's something pulling, there's something there to meet it and to fill it. There is higher heights. But I serve a living God. I serve a God that I know can meet needs. He can heal blinded eyes. He can make the lame walk. There's nothing that he can't do. And he's just willing and wanting to prove it. But he's got to find somebody that wants him to prove it to him. He's not just going to show off for no reason. Those days are gone. You know, he sent a great healing campaign through this nation to attract the people's attention to a message. But that's over. And now the word's here. God revealing himself. And that's still attracting the attention of people, even though it may have happened 50 years ago. God sent a mouthpiece. But you've got to see that that was God's mouthpiece for yourself. I can tell you about it. I can tell you all there is to know. But that ain't going to do it. But it's got to settle down in here that you're right. I see that for myself. And when you do, there's nobody can take it from you. Your wife can try to lead you this way. Your husband can try to take you that way. Your mother and father might try to pull you this way. The pastor might get up and try to tell you it some other way. But when God reveals it to you and places it in your heart, there ain't nobody can take it from you. It's sealed. It's there. And when it's a true revelation from God, it don't matter. Let the winds blow. Let the waves splash. It doesn't matter. There's an anchor to the soul. Amen. And it'll hold. Hallelujah. It'll hold through everything. My.
Amen.
But oftentimes, you know, we don't show God that we're really sincere. You know, and God's just, he's wanting to see a people that want to see him reflected in their life.
Yes.
He's looking for a people that truly love him with all their body, soul, mind, and spirit. They're not just haphazardly going through life and using God as they want to use him, but they're here to let him use them as he sees fit. As they move along,
amen.
Brother Brandon mentioned this little quote in the Voice of God in the Last Days, paragraph 25. He said, "And God has promised to meet the need of the hour. He always does that. And we need the voice of God today to meet the need of the hour, to meet the time that we're living in. And after he has promised it, we can rest assured that he will keep his promise. That's the confidence that the believer has in his maker, that he will promise to meet the need. And today, one reason that the church is in the condition that it is in is because there's so many voices, so many other voices to attract the church from the voice of God, till it's very doubtful that many would hear the voice of God, though it spoke right in their midst. They perhaps wouldn't even understand it because it would be a foreign thing to them. They've got themselves so much centered on the voices of today." And that can happen to us. You can sit and you can hear, there's so many voices. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to go to that church. You can do this, you can do that. Oh, don't worry about it. The Bible says women shouldn't cut their hair. Don't worry about that. It's all right. You can whack your hair off. You can do all these things. But God said, you can't, a woman not to cut her hair. God said for us to be holy and our conversations to be pure and honorable. All this word lays here. This is God's word. And it's still speaking today. Even though it's been around for as many years as it seems like it's been around to us, it's still God's word and it's still speaking. Many people don't hear it that way. Many people hear those scriptures and they read the things that our pastor has spoke on the last three services, and they hear that and say, oh, it's his idea. That's how he perceived it. But that's what God said right here. You ain't heard nothing. And by God's grace, I can say that for the ever since those doors have opened, you ain't heard nothing what it can right here. By God's grace, we've heard the pure word of God. Each one of us. And that's why I can rest assured that I know it's God's voice that I'm listening to. Because if it changes what's wrote in here, I highly doubt it's God's voice. I know it's not God's voice. But if it comes right off of here and it lines up from Genesis to Revelations, then I know God's speaking to me. And oh my, if I feel that little something down on the inside, then I know God's got something in there that he's speaking to. Oh my, may I heed the call of the Spirit. Give him all my all in all. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. This is in Jairus the Secret Believer, preached June 4th, 55, E38 on the tape. As the waters pushed on, and after a while, Jesus spoke and said, be not afraid, it is I. And oh my, how can you just imagine those disciples? You just stop and think. Their life was in turmoil out on that sea. I don't know about any of you, if you've ever been in a boat, in a raging sea like that or anything, and you get out there where you ain't got nothing, just you, a little boat and some water. And I experienced a little thing one time that by myself, and I was out on a lake, and a wind came up, and never seen nothing like it. And I was in a little John boat, and I'm telling you what, that wind took that little boat, and just it scared me to no end. And I'm a pretty decent swimmer, but I don't know. It come down off of the hill, and it was just like a whirlwind. I seen it coming down through the trees. It come down, it picked up leaves, and it come out on that water, and it picked up the water in a water spout. Sun was a shining. There wasn't no storm. I'd never seen nothing like it, but I'm telling you, it put a fear in me, and it straightened me up pretty quick. Because I needed some straightening up at the time, and I don't know, that might have been why it happened. But when it happened, nevertheless, I was scared. It was a true fear. It was more than I'd ever seen. I had a good heavy trolling motor, and the trolling motor wouldn't even push the boat. But just think now, magnify that. These disciples out in the middle of the sea, and this comes up. And when you go out down in the middle of the sea, there ain't no coming back. And they knew that. They were scared. But oh my, when Jesus stepped onto that water and said, be not afraid, it is I. And that might be the situation with your life. Your life might be in turmoil. You might be in turmoil over this. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? I got this. I ain't got enough money to pay this bill, and this bill's due. I need this and I need that. But if you can ever get in a secret chamber with God and begin to pray, amen, and just feel that still small voice, be not afraid, it is I. Amen. You'll hear it. Amen. And it'll bring such a peace and a calmness like you've never known. And you don't worry. It's over. It's settled. It's done. And that's how them disciples must have felt. They worshipped him when he stepped into the boat. They knew this must be the Son of God. The wind ceased. The waves obeyed him. And oh my, look at their situation, how they were so close to death, but now they've been spared. And that's the way each one of us was at one point in our life. You know, without God, that's where I was. And I can see that. I was that close. If God had not mercy, hadn't rewrote my life, look where I would be today. I wouldn't have a hope. I'd be just like everyone else. I'd be trying to get a concealed carry permit and carry two or three guns and knives in my boots and buying military rations and putting it in my basement to try to survive and get through this great zombie attack that's going to come according to the world they feel. I'd be just like everybody else. I'd be so worried. My mind would be so eat up that that's all I could feel and think about. But God spoke to my heart by a still small voice, said, be not afraid. It is I. I'm here. He moved on the scene in my life. And since that day, oh, what a joy, what a peace. And that's the same for each one of you that's experienced it. And if you haven't, there's still that. It's still there for you if you want it. But you got to ask. You got to knock and cry out to God and have him open up the door for you. Amen. But he said, as the waters pushed on, Jesus, be not afraid. It is I. Peter said, if it's you, Lord, give me just a little test. Amen. Ask and you shall receive. So he gave him the test. And when he tried to do it in himself, he failed. And every other man will fail. He got his eyes off of Jesus and began to look how big the waves was. And when he seen the waves were contrary, he began to sink. And every man that will look at his affliction after being prayed for is sure to sink. You don't look at your affliction. Don't look at your problems in life. Don't look at the circumstances. But look, keep your eyes on the promised giver, the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on his word. He's the one who promised. And he watches over it to perform it. He keeps it in the hollow of his hand and in the depths of his heart. It's bedded. His word has to be true. Amen. And I have found it to be just that. Amen. And I just pray that each one of us, no matter where we're at in life, there's higher heights. But we got to want to reach those higher heights. We got to want to climb. We got to want to press and to be all that God's seen for us to be. You know, it's wonderful to come to church. It's wonderful to have brothers and sisters to fellowship with. It's wonderful to be able to come and enjoy. But it's all so much more wonderful if you know Him personally. Then you don't have to come to church to feel Him. Wherever you're at, outside, walking around, He's there. You can feel His peace. You can feel Him all around you. You can see Him everywhere. Yes. And there's not a thing that happens in your life that you know that He's not standing right there. These eyes won't see Him, but the eyes of faith know He's standing right there. By revelation, I know He's there. Amen. I just pray that each one of us, if there's something calling in our hearts, that each one of us will reach for that higher height. Yes. There's higher places. More things God wants to give you. Things God wants to show us. Things He wants to just to express Himself greater. And I pray that each one of us will hunger for that. Lord, let me be. You know, I might just be the little floor mat back there in front of the door that everybody wipes their feet on when they come in. But oh, let me be the best little floor mat I ever was. You know, that's the intent. It's not to see how big you can be and, oh, I'm this at the church and I'm that at the church and I do this and I do that. No. It's if I just get to come and sit on the bench, Lord, how thankful I am. Amen. That joy's in my heart and there's a longing and a calling to be there. Amen. But oh, feed it, saints. If you feel anything in your heart, feed it with all that's in you and let God just take you in His hands and just continue to mold you. He's the potter. We're the clay. Amen. Just let Him have His way. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise
God.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen. That's real good. Praise the Lord. Let's think about this little song as he was finishing up there. You are my all in all. Amen. Again, is He your all in all? Amen. I trust that He is. I know we all probably had experiences in life. But, you know, the greatest experience I've had in my life is when the Lord Jesus gave me that assurance that I was born again. Amen. Filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, what a blessing it was. And to know that, you know, you finally, that cry you had in your heart for maybe years, you know, some, you know, it may not be as young as some others, but as I've said before, I was in about 4 or 5 years old when the Holy Ghost began to deal with my heart. And I remember it as plain as day. And as I said before, Mother and Dad was taking us children. They was going to a little Pentecostal church in Mary City. And actually the church has been torn down. There's a new church there now. And at that age, I remember going to the altar and just cry out to God. You know that old Pentecostal preacher, old Brother Smith, he was a colored man. And he would just preach with all his heart, you know, and what he knew for that hour. But yet even at that time, I felt the Holy Ghost dealing with my heart. Didn't really understand it. Didn't know what it was all about. But yet I felt that cry in my heart. I wanted to serve Jesus, you know, even as a little fella. And as I said many a times, we'd get in the car, you know, and I'd, of course, been crying and tore up and everything, little fella. And I remember in that old Buick getting up on the hump of the floor there where the drive shaft, and the new cars, you don't see that anymore, but there used to be a hump in the drive where the drive shaft was on the floorboard. And I'd stand up on that hump, I'd lean over the front seat, and I'd say, Mommy, Daddy, did I get the Holy Ghost tonight? I wanted the Holy Ghost so bad, and I didn't even know what it was. But I just wanted the Holy Ghost, you know? But finally, one day, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. It's so different now. Amen. I thank God for His mercy and grace, because I know it wasn't me. It wasn't nothing I could do, but it was God rich in mercy. Amen. I love Him for it, and I appreciate Him so much for what He's done for me. I just want to keep growing in the Lord. I want the Lord to have His preeminence in my life. That He can take complete control. That I'd really be led by the Holy Spirit in every circumstance, every situation. Amen. And know that God is with me everywhere I go. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus. Let's all stand. It's in a little fly leaf in the back of the... I I suppose it's in your Capstone Life Tabernacle book, and it's just a loose leaf. So it's if you want to find it there, "You are my all in all." Amen. Brother Suttles, can you help me on that?
"You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. My shame rising again. Hallelujah. All in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill me up. You are my all in all. Hallelujah.
Father, as we come to the close of another service, knowing, Father, you have kept this word in this song in our lives so many times, I look back, Lord, and just can't help but to think about grace and mercy that you had for me. It wasn't nothing, Lord, I could try to do. Was it nothing I'd done to start something nudging in my heart? But Lord, there was a little seed laying inside. And the only thing I can tell you tonight again, Lord, is I love you and appreciate you. And I thank you for what you've done for me. And oh God, may my life be given to you. May I surrender my whole body, spirit, soul, strength, all that I am to you. Because you truly are the Lamb of God and worthy. Oh, so worthy is your name. Lord, you've lifted me up in times that I didn't think I could be lifted up. Lord, you set my feet on a rock to stay that I didn't think it could be possible. You brought me out of the miry clay. Oh God, a life was so miserable and so wretched. And again, Lord, I want to thank you. I appreciate you, Lord. And I'm sure each and every one of us standing here tonight could no doubt say the same thing. And we just ask tonight before we leave this little place that your mercy and grace will continue to go with us and lead us and guide us. Give us the word, Lord, that we have need of. Lord, may you give us the word to feed the lambs and sheep of God. For Lord Jesus, you are the great shepherd, and we love you and appreciate you now. In your holy name, we thank you now. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
bless you. Amen. And when you, before you leave, one of Brother Timothy got some pizza up there coming. So pizza is on the way. So amen. Get you some Pizza Hut pizza before you leave and have some fellowship and gather around and just talk and have a good time in the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. And may His mercy be with you. And may His mercy guide you and lead you into all truth. God bless you.